brief.
News,
market data,
and expert commentary
from the world's most trusted economists and analysts.
And the Bloomberg Brief brought to you by CIT. From transportation to healthcare to manufacturing, CIT offers commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services for small and middle market businesses. Learn more at CIT.com. Put knowledge to work. And joining us now is Bloomberg Brief hedge fund reporter Hema Parmar. You can follow her on Twitter at Parmar Hema. Spell that for us.
P-A-R-M-A-R-H-E-M-A.
Okay, very good. Now, let's talk about hedge funds. It's been a tough year for hedge funds, many struggling on performance and having to cut jobs. Even Paul Tudor Jones has been struggling. Let's talk about that.
He has been. I mean, last week he cut about 15% of his workforce. His fund has seen more than $2 billion in withdrawals this year. This quarter alone, investors asked for $400 million back. And, you know, this is notable because Tudor is one of the oldest, the most expensive hedge funds. We've seen funds across the board struggle. But this one, you know, is of particular prominence in the space. Paul is now managing a bigger chunk of money himself, more than 50% of his main hedge fund's assets, and he does want his remaining managers to take more risk. The firm also did cut some fees, but by a nominal amount. The fees are still higher than the 2 and 20 baseline, or you know, that's even being debated right now if that's a baseline. But it has been criticized for being certainly more expensive, and investors have been seeking lower fees.
So when you have something like this happening to Tudor, what does this tell us about the direction the industry is headed?
Well, I mean, it's certainly reflective of a lot of the struggles facing hedge funds particularly. What's interesting is that we are seeing more interest from investors towards quant hedge funds. These are algorithmic-based, computer modeling-based funds. And we're even seeing Paul Tudor Jones hire more scientists and mathematicians in an effort to really boost analytics and boost that shift towards technology. He is exploring machine learning and big data analysis. And so that's kind of reflective of a trend we're seeing in the space, too, that does seem to be, you know, a potential future of the hedge fund space. Quant funds outperformed this year. They're up more than 3%. During Brexit in June, when many other funds were struggling or certainly paring down risk, quant funds did fairly well. So the fact that we're seeing one of the more traditional fund managers kind of looking at that space is certainly interesting.
Okay, about a minute left here. How did hedge funds do just in general in July?
So July has been certainly better for the equity hedge funds. Stocks have been up so far this year. For example, we have seen kind of returns across the space. The average equity hedge fund is up 2.4% in July. Looking at event-driven, Paulson is up about 4.4% in July. And looking at some multi-managers, Blackstone, Senfina, down about 5% last month, bringing them down to 20% for the year. So certainly a mixed bag. Millennium 2 also about flat, down about 0.3% last month. So we are seeing, you know, a bit of a mixed bag. Generally, equity funds better, but certainly other ones are struggling too.
Mixed bag, but going forward, the outlook?
Oh, it's tough to say.
Yeah, okay.
It is tough to say.
Hema Parmar from the Bloomberg Brief on hedge funds. And you can read Hema's analysis and other news, market data, and expert commentary from the world's most trusted economists and analysts in the Bloomberg Brief digital newsletter. Sign up now at bloombergbriefs.com. Or for terminal customers, just use the function Brief Go.